every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today. Because no one ever said life is fair. Here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It's the Sports Overnight America show here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Jeff Rich, and I've got a lot to say tonight, so I'm going to keep it quiet here in the opening segment. I'm going to introduce our cast of characters here, starting to my left with the lovely Jen Rich. Jen, are you as excited to be here as I am tonight?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a new week. We're in between the end of the regular season and the cusp of October baseball.
Yeah, I felt like pulling an AJ Soprano tonight. Coming back from my 5 o'clock appointment this evening, I had a brief time at home between that and my Monday night boxing class at 6:30. And I was looking at the TVs, and I was like, "Oh, great, no effing baseball tonight." Which is crazy, because we're just going to be slammed with a plethora of baseball over the next couple of days.
I think I saw there was some Savannah banana ball happening.
Oh, okay. I was talking about real baseball, John.
Yeah, like the real actual attention span, more than a couple minutes baseball.
Yeah. Okay. So the Bears beat the Raiders on Sunday. The Jaguars beat the Niners. And with that, we'll bring in our resident Jaguars fan who resides in the Bay Area and handles the controls and turns his microphone on, and he's just he just wakes up in the morning and pisses awesomeness. Daniel Ogden, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Been posting a lot of Jaguar stuff, and a lot of people in the Bay Area are not thrilled with me, and kind of loving it.
All right, Bomel out in San Francisco, Bochy out in Arlington, and that creates I almost think that a trade would be a good fit, but they're both kind of free agents at this point. We've got NFL to talk about. We might get to college football, we might not. I want to talk a lot of baseball tonight, and I have the platform to do so. I have the time. We'll be with you throughout the hour. Jen Rich is right here with me. Daniel Ogden is in San Francisco, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but right where I sit right now. It's the Sports Overnight America show. Happy Monday, everybody. We'll be right back.
American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
She's flipping the script.
Yeah.
It's time for her to ask the questions. Here's Jen Rich with today's headlines.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeff Rich sitting across from me. Daniel Ogden up in studio. When you're not listening to us live, make sure you check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at Girl of Many Hats. And, of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA. So, Jeff.
So, Jen,
any guess how many seasons or how long it's been since we had a regular MLB season end without a no-hitter?
No-hitters this year, right?
No-hitters this year.
I didn't
And it's been it has been 20 years.
I didn't even think about that. We've had a couple that got spoiled in the ninth this
year.
Yeah,
we had a couple closers. Yeah.
I specifically remember Gavin Williams getting into the ninth inning against the Mets, and I think that he had one down in the ninth when Juan Soto hit a home run. So he lost his no-hitter, his shutout, and I think that Stephen Vogt let him pitch to one more batter before getting him off the field. I think Cleveland was up 4-1 at that point. But, you know, you get a base runner on, you get another poke, it's 4-3, you know, and suddenly there's trouble. But no-hitters. That's we had 3-4 home run games, though.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Especially, you know, Nick Kurtz being one of them, you know, a rookie. But to get that kind of action this season, and you know, even though he doesn't play for the Cubs anymore, one of them was Schwarber, right?
Right.
So, and I'm going to be challenged to think of the other one because it wasn't Cal Raleigh. Daniel, do you have that one on the tip of your tongue, the other four home run game?
Nick Kurtz?
Yeah, we got that one. We got Kurtz and we got Schwarber. And we're going to have to go to our correspondent, Gary Ugel. I think he goes by his initials.
Schwarber and some... I know the name, but I don't know the guys, so I can't.
Oh, it was the Diamondback. He's a Seattle Mariner now. It goes by the name of Eugenio Suarez. Yeah. We should know that. Yeah. J.D. Martin.
It's a long season. You know, it's a... 162 games. We follow pretty closely, at least like four teams.
Hey, if you give me an opportunity to say Nick Kurtz, I'm going to say it.
Yeah, okay.
Is it Nick or is it?
It is Nick.
I know.
His dad came up with it while he was shaving. All right.
Yeah, you know, hey. Cuban's got a company that can help with that.
Nice. Razors. Who'd have thought we'd have so many like cheap e-commerce razor companies, but it's besides the point. Do any of them sponsor
Harry's razors?
You got Harry's, you got Dollar Shave Club, and then you've got Leftist Commie Blades by Mark Cuban.
Oh, he has his blades? I know he does the pharmaceutical stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's got that low-cost pharmaceutical site, but I didn't know he also was peddling razor blades.
I believe it's Manscaped.
Oh, okay.
No, okay.
Well, to quote one of the shows that Cuban was on, I'm out. Harry's for life. Or Dollar Shave Club for life.
Well, so is he, because he's not on the show anymore.
Yeah, actually, we quit that like a long time ago. The razors have been coming from Amazon for quite some time.
Okay. So, a heck of a baseball season. Yeah. Highly entertaining throughout. Dodgers did not run away with things as I would have expected. In fact, my preseason predictions were not exactly spot on. I think that I had the Detroit Tigers winning the American League Central Division, and they had a 15.5 game lead on July 8th. They had a 10 game lead on September 4th, but it just didn't quite work out the way that everybody thought it would. It's certainly a good lineup, good players. AJ Hinch is a World Series to his credit. I think that he's a pretty good fit there. But in the end, you have just chaos. Chaos with the Cincinnati Reds. Both of the Ohio teams that found themselves into the play, that made their way into the playoffs, kind of did it in a crazy, crazy fashion. I'm going to pull up, I have to go to the old Facebook page to pull up my predictions for the 2025 season. And here they are. American League East. I said the Yankees. It was the Blue Jays. American League Central, I said the Tigers. It was the Guardians. In the West, I said that it would be Houston, and it was the Seattle Mariners. My wild card team, so okay, Cleveland did make the playoffs, but the Twins and Orioles, it's just kind of a joke at this point. So I did not have the Blue Jays. I did not have either of the teams, or I guess the one representative from the American League West. I did not have the Mariners. I did not have the Red Sox. In the NL East, I had the Mets, the Cubs, and the Dodgers. The Dodgers did finish first in the West. Cubs finished second. They made a wild card. And what happened to the Mets? Mets had like a massive payroll. They were competing with the Phillies, and it just fell apart.
Yeah, and then they kind of just like stopped. They were like, eh.
Juan Soto's getting paid. He doesn't need to play. And they suffered some injuries, but nothing that really stands out. Nothing that compares to losing your number two starter and your closer indefinitely, like Cleveland did. I had the Phillies, Padres, and Diamondbacks as my NL wildcard team. So Phillies finish first in the East, so they're in. The Padres are a wild card team, and it took until like Thursday night, I think, before the Diamondbacks were all said and done. They dropped 2 of 3 to the Dodgers last week, but they were very much in it, and it could very easily be them instead of the Reds. I did not have the who did I have? I did not have the Reds, and I did not have the Brewers in the playoffs, and we can immediately dismiss my Mets over Yankees wild card pick. Let's see. I wonder, Orioles window is closing a lot faster than mine. I wonder if San Diego's was that much more open than Toronto's. Toronto's is apparently wide open. San Diego was in the hunt for the division up until last Thursday when the Diamondbacks dropped 2 of 3 at home to the Dodgers. I said that Cleveland regressed in the short term, but Stephen Vogt was the reigning manager of the year. His managerial savvy was going to be put to the test when they struggled early, and they did not struggle early. So, you know, everything that we say in March is just kind of throwaway fodder. I just figured I'd revisit it. I said the Yankees can be defeated. The Dodgers can be defeated. And someone's going to have to beat at least one of them, I think, to win the whole thing, if not both of them. I'm not thinking that either team at this point is a favorite to even come out of their league. I would give it to the I'd give it to the Phillies over the Brewers, even though the Brewers finished with a better record. And I'm not even sure the Yankees are going to pass the Red Sox in the wild card round. Daniel, you had something to say about the way that the American League worked out to where we've got division teams playing each other to get to the teams that are, you know, kind of in the clubhouse for the time being, Seattle and the Toronto Blue Jays. Boston versus New York, Cleveland versus Detroit. Good TV, but how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan of the division teams playing each other in the first round. I guess I get it, and that's just sort of how it worked out, but it's not my favorite. I guess I'll just put it that way. I don't know. I prefer non-division matchups, especially early on in the playoffs.
So Cincinnati and the Dodgers and the Cubs and the Padres do a little bit more for you as far as parity goes, maybe?
Yeah, it feels more like the playoffs. I guess part of it is just when you're watching those teams that have played each other so many times throughout the season, it's almost kind of like it doesn't feel like, obviously it's playoffs, so it's going to feel like a playoff game, but it doesn't feel as much like a playoff game.
All right. And we have seen Cleveland play Detroit like six times in the last 3 weeks. And we're going to get at least two more between those two teams. I feel like if you played this series in June or July, you wouldn't even consider Cleveland a possibility. And I haven't looked at the odds. I mean, never tell me the odds, Chewy, but or 3PO. But as far as I'm concerned, Cleveland's got better momentum going in, and they've won what, like 5 of the last 6 against the Tigers, and they're playing at home. And as far as the Yankees and the Red Sox go, I avoid those games like the plague. You know, they're always going to be on Fox. They're always going to be on MLB Network. They're always going to be on ESPN. And they have a monopoly apparently on the primetime slots. So I get 10:08 a.m. starts in games 1, 2, and 3 this week because we can't possibly put the Yankees and the Red Sox in a less savory time slot at any point. More on Major League Baseball. We'll probably delve into the world of professional and maybe even pseudo amateur football next segment. Jen's here, Daniel's there, I'm here. It's the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your three-day, two-night package plus four free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix. Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Sports Overnight America. We are on the eve of the 2025 MLB playoffs. We have four games. Remember, in the American League, they had Toronto with the best overall record has home field throughout the American League playoffs. So they're going to await the winner of the runners-up in the American League East.
They have not won a World Series since 1993.
Is that more recent than 1948?
It is, actually, yeah.
And it's more recent.
The Guardians are the... Yeah, 1948 is the... furthest back that a team that is in the playoffs this season won a World Series last. And then, of course, you have the Padres, the Brewers, and the Mariners who never have.
Okay, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals, I want to say, in like 82 or 83. They called it the Sud Series because, you know, with Wisconsin being the home of Miller and St. Louis being the home of Anheuser-Busch, you had a lot of beer, you know, side story.
So much beer.
The Padres were last there in 98, where they lost to the Yankees. Prior to that, they were there in 84, where they lost to the Detroit Tigers. That is also the Detroit Tigers' most recent victory in the World Series, even though they lost one to the Giants. I want to say it was like the middle one. Was it, what did it go? Rangers in 10, Tigers in 12, and Royals in 14. Is that right, Daniel?
Yes.
Sorry. Sounds about
right. That is correct. 10, 12. Yeah.
The Cubs were last in the World Series in 2016, where they did achieve victory. They were previously there in 1945, and they went in 07 and 08 back in the...
2009 was the last one for the Yankees.
Okay, and the Yankees last one in 2009. Red Sox have won one in, like, the last 5 years. They all kind of blur together at this point. I want to say 2018 to 2007 and 2004, and then you got to go all the way back to 1918 with them. The Dodgers... they're technically the defending champs.
2024.
Yeah, they won last year.
Yeah. I mean, don't like to talk about it.
Bring that out of my mind.
Yeah.
The 60-game season where they didn't have to play any true road games. The Dodgers won in 2020, but it was legit last year, and it was. I really can't talk about it much because I didn't watch a minute of it.
No.
Same. I didn't watch it either.
The Reds last won in 1990. They won a couple in the 70s, I believe. The big, you know, the old big red machine. And just because I'm writing a paper on the on Shoeless Joe Jackson and the 1919 Black Sox scandal, the Reds did claim a World Series back in 1919. Because who else are you going to give it to? Even if the team they played against didn't try very hard.
Were the Red Stockings at the time?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. Well, you know what? There was originally I was going to write about the landmark that was the Union Grounds, which was used for cricket, and it was frozen over and used for hockey. And I really wanted to write a lot about the hockey element of it, but there was just no information out there. It's got a national landmark where it once stood, and it is now like Union Station in Cincinnati. They played more famously at Crosley Field before Riverfront Stadium that they shared with the Bungles. And speaking of Bungles, they just look like they're a lost cause at this point. Cleveland was unfortunate to catch them, and Joe Burrow was still healthy. But anyway,
Stockings disbanded after the 1870 season.
Yeah, they had it. Well, I want to say it
also,
was like
I just searched Red Stockings first, and now I'm pretty sure my phone thinks that I like pantyhose.
Oh, that's.
I want to have fun with that.
That's unfortunate. That is very unfortunate. No, they had like a 57-0 season in 1867 or 1868, playing at those old Union Grounds. They are in the playoffs. They haven't won since 1990, which until the Cavaliers won the 2016 NBA Finals. That was the last title. In for the state of Ohio in any of the four major sports. Now, keep in mind the other teams are like the Blue Jackets, the Browns, the Bengals, and you know the Cavaliers. But
1869 Red Stockings, first fully professional baseball team.
Yep. And that was the significance of the Union Grounds as to how it pertained to the genesis of baseball. And that's I think that is a large reason why the Reds always opened up always had the first opening day game, which Major League Baseball has screwed that up. I think that it should still be that way with the Reds playing on Sunday night and everybody else opening their season on Monday. But we've got some teams.
They won their
first
game 45-9.
They did. But they played like a bunch of
the Great Western Baseball Club.
Intramural teams. They played like the Cincinnati, like auto union workers and things like that. So they were, they were an all-star team before their time. Jen said that the Savannah Bananas were on. They lose games. In fact, I think that they lost on Saturday, and then they won in front of us on Sunday in Mesa this year when, we were supposed to go both days.
Was
but,
it 50 Cent at one of those games or tonight? Or?
See, we don't tune in.
Yeah, we don't watch. We were really excited about it. We went to one game, and now we don't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, no, it's the production. I think that it was kind of cool when you had to go to the ballpark to see it. You were part of the experience. I can't imagine it translating very well to television because it's not quality baseball.
No.
It's honest to God baseball, but you know, they make more errors trying to do their trick plays
yeah.
than anything else. And there's more dance numbers than home runs.
I so just like don't like.
The Globetrotters were not good.
And I wouldn't say that they're not good. I mean, they've got some, you know, they've got some people that played, you know, probably played college ball, but are better dancers.
Yeah,
you know.
But the Globetrotters, like, actually, like, they don't really screw up.
No. No, they no, do what
I feel
they
like
do
that
well.
That was a lot more athleticism. I don't like. It helps cater to the. You don't have to have attention span, and you don't have to pay attention to something for more than 30 seconds. Thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's I'm Good. Not okay with that. Yeah, like it's. I don't like. Coddling this, you don't have to have an attention span or pay attention to something. So we're just going to flash a bunch of stuff in front of you really quick and play a couple quippets of music and then play some other music and then play some infinitely for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And you go, ooh, squirrel.
Yeah, I just...
That's it. I think that you've picked up on what Jen was laying down
yeah,
pretty well right there.
I don't like any of it.
So... So anyway, we've got pitching
Squirrel.
Matchups that I'm all prepared to talk about. Tarek Skubal against Gavin Williams, Nick Pivetta against Matthew Boyd, Garrett Crochet against Max Fried, Blake Snell against Hunter Green, and Cleveland gets to play at 10:08 a.m. Cubs and the Padres play at 12:08 a.m., which I'm sure that the San Diego faithful love. Oh, and look at the Yankees at 6:08 p.m. Eastern time when everybody can watch. And then, of course, at 9:08, you're going to have a game that's going to go till midnight out in L.A. So the Dodgers fans, the Yankees fans, and the Red Sox fans can all watch their teams at a reasonable time. Cubs fans are used to watching the team at, you know, at 1:35 Central time, so 2:08 is probably not going to be a challenge. Cleveland and Detroit, for those that are working, well, it's going to be tough this week. 1:08 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Hey, let's give a shout out to everybody listening to us on the AFN. We appreciate your service. Thanks for tuning in. It's the Sports Overnight America show, and we'll be right back. Still got.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
From Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, welcome back, everyone. The baseball playoffs are upon us. Just out. Depending on when you're listening, if you're listening live, it's we're less than 12 hours away from the start of the American League Wild Card Series in Cleveland between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Guardians. And we've seen this game six times over the last 2.5 weeks. And here we go with Tarek Skubal, the number one for the Tigers, the prohibitive favorite for the Cy Young, against Gavin Williams. And we're just going to talk about career numbers. 12 appearances for Skubal against Cleveland. He's posted a 3-3 record with a 2.33 ERA and 84 strikeouts in that span. Going up against, what is it? Where's the BB category? There we go. He has 15 walks. That's a pretty good ratio. He's pitched very well. He has apparently not gotten a lot of run support, because in those 12 starts, he's got 6 no decisions and 3 losses. I couldn't tell you what the team's record in those games were, but a lot of experience throwing against Cleveland. We've just gone back to a kind of a balanced schedule where we're not playing 19 division games. For Gavin Williams, he's been up since 2023. He did not fare well in his first start against Detroit in August of 23. However, recently it's gone a lot better for Gavin Williams. He actually has a 3-3 record with a ERA of 1.88 in 7 appearances. That's 55 strikeouts up against, can't be zero. What is it? 8 walks, 13 walks, 13 bases on balls and a 1.88 ERA. So, needless to say, he's been very good. In his 3 starts against them here in 2025, threw well against them in 2024 after kind of getting rocked around a little bit in his first start. I think that that's even keel on the mound, and if it comes down to the bullpens, if it comes down to offense versus offense, Detroit has the edge. If it comes down to starting pitching in game one anyway, I think that we're pretty even Steven there. And then if it comes down to bullpens, Cleveland's bullpen has just been outstanding, despite the fact that they lost their all-star closer very early in the season for throwing balls on the first pitch of the third inning. In the
making a wager on the series, or is that too soon?
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's see the volume of betting. I mean, it's a playoff game, so it's probably expected to increase. I think that you know, you're gonna have a lot of amateurs throwing $10, you know, throwing $10 parlays out at all four games in a given day to win, like, you know what, like $150. So the volume of betting for these playoff games isn't the same as a game on a Tuesday night where we're where we got high volume coming in on the first pitch of the third inning being a strike or a ball. San Diego and Chicago, you got Nick Pivetta going up against Matthew Boyd. I thought that we're going to go with Cade Horton in game one. Have you heard anything about this? Is this related to the back stiffness that he left his last start with?
Or? Yeah, I thought he was out for 15 days.
Well, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt.
Yeah, he left the game early, right? Like after three innings or something?
Yeah.
Matthew Boyd, however, against the Padres in his career, they're both from April when the Cubs played the Padres. And he has a 1.59 ERA and 8 strikeouts in those two games. You know, obviously, kind of a small sample size. You know, he won one of those and lost one of those. Not overwhelming numbers. Not, you know, not a lot of longevity. No runs on 5 hits in the win, and 2 runs on 6 hits in 5 1/3 in the game that they lost. You know, he pitches to contact, so you're not going to see overwhelming numbers in the slash categories as a pitcher. But with no runs in that one start, I mean, that brings the ERA down to 1.59. Very, very small sample size there. How about the Dodgers and the Reds? You've got Garrett Crochet, who's pitched for both the both color Sox against the Yankees, and he's 3-0 with an ERA of 2.9 and 45 strikeouts in 7 appearances against the Yankees. And you know, the win loss record's kind of impressive because I don't exactly recall the 2021 White Sox. I had one start against them in 2023 when they were positively dreadful and probably not as bad as they were last year, but he didn't allow a run against them in, let's see, how many innings was that? That's 31, or pardon me. Okay, they were relief efforts. So 1 inning, 1 2/3 innings, 1 inning. So let's throw away those, those starts for the White Sox against them. But when you get into Boston and you look at the cumulative, it's 2.9. And you know, the win loss record again is 3-0. So he's never lost to the Yankees in his career. And then Max Fried going up against Boston, a couple starts from Atlanta in there. He won both of them. So he is 3-1, 2.37 ERA, 40 strikeouts and 5 appearances. That's not bad. Eight strike. I mean, I know that we live for those double digit strikeout games, but 8 strikeouts, when you consider these guys, generally don't throw deep into games, and he really hasn't. 5 innings, 7 innings, 6 innings, 5 1/3. You know, so 30 innings, and he's got a 2.37 ERA against the Boston Red Sox, but not all of them, obviously, against the 2025 version. And then your late game, you've got Hunter Green going for the Reds, who, thanks to the Cubs in large part, they are your final wild card team. Hunter Green against the Dodgers, 1.1-3 record, 4.55 ERA, about 5 strikeouts per game against them, and he's had a rough outing or two, and back in 2022, which, you know, facing the 2022 Dodgers was maybe a little bit easier than facing the 2024 or 2025 version, but gave up 6 runs in 5 innings. He's never had a start that made him short of picking up the decision in the game. Does not have a decision in every start. 5 starts, won one of them, lost the other 3, and one was a no decision. Blake Snell, against the Cincinnati Reds. Very, very small sample size. Pitching for the Giants in late last year. What did he do in that one? He's won both of his starts. He's 2-0, 1.8 ERA, 18 strikeouts, but that's over the course of how many? 15 innings. 15 innings. Kind of got shelled by the Reds despite the fact he picked up the win. Three runs on 8 hits in 6 innings, and then he threw a complete game shutout against them last year with the Giants. In Cincinnati. So he's pitched well. He has not pitched with his Padres defense with his current Padres defense behind him previously. So I think that that game is the great unknown for he hasn't played with his Dodgers defense behind him over the last couple of years. So I think that we've got a lot of toss-ups based on the pitching matchups. Now, of course, you got to take into account the, Hunter Green is going to be thrown against a very difficult Dodgers lineup. Gavin Williams is going to be thrown against a playoff ready Detroit team. Pivetta and Boyd, I think that that is probably your most marginal of the setups. Frieden and Crochet could both be Cy Young Award winners this year if it wasn't already written in stone that it's going to go to Crochet. And I got a couple of minutes, so I'm going to make my case for the most valuable player in the American League. I believe that it's never included anyone other than Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge, and they're both having astronomical seasons, but tell me this, Daniel. If you took Cal Raleigh off of the Seattle Mariners and you still added Josh Naylor and Eugenio Suarez, you still had Julio Rodriguez playing, are the Mariners still a playoff team without Cal Raleigh and his home runs and his extra base hits?
That's a tough question, and I think that that kind of gives you an answer. I mean, Julio Rodriguez is a really good player, but he struggled in the first half, and they didn't have the other two guys you mentioned in the first half, so maybe not.
All right. You remove Aaron Judge from the New York Yankees. Do they miss the playoffs?
I don't know. That's also a tough question. I don't think so, but they barely made the playoffs, so maybe.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. And we're talking drastic. We're talking, Aaron Judge is probably responsible for at least 15 wins single-handedly for the Yankees. All right, third question, and you'll understand the setup here. If you removed Jose Ramirez from the Cleveland Guardians, who had a season average through 160 games of .225, by far the worst batting average in the league. If you removed Jose Ramirez from the Cleveland Guardians, do they sniff the Detroit Tigers in the division race, let alone win the division?
No, but he's still not going to win, so sorry.
But just, if we're taking things
literally. I know, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying he's not going
to
win.
Of those three, who is the most valuable to his team? I mean, wouldn't you say that it's unquestionably Jose Ramirez? Because there's nothing else there. Are you going to lean into Kyle Mansardo?
We're running low on time here, but I'll tell you during the break a funny little story that involves the Cleveland baseball team. But, anyways, I agree. In terms of valuable, yes.
And then it's, Ohtani on the other side. And the Cy Youngs are going to be the same as they were last year. It's going to be Skubal and Skeens, and the numbers back it up. All right, a lot of baseball for a day with two Monday night football games. Maybe we'll revisit that, and maybe we won't. Jen Rich is here. Daniel's in San Francisco. I'm Jeff Rich in Phoenix, Arizona. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We have Monday Night Football on Monday in two capacities. Something had to give with the 0-3 Jets playing the 0-3 Porpoises. And I think the biggest story is not the winner of this game. By the way, it was the Dolphins.
Tyreek Hill doesn't have a knee anymore.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill.
His knee was like, all right, see ya. Nothing beats a Jet 2 getaway, is what his knee said.
Neither of these teams are going to be relevant in the end. However, Denver, the Chargers, and the Chiefs, and the 1-3 Chiefs, the 2-2 Chiefs, it's the 1-3 Ravens now. The 2-2 Chiefs are very much contenders in that division. Raiders lost to the Bears. I think that's all you need to know about the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, the Bears actually got to be on the other side of a last-minute win.
Yeah, that's good for them.
Yeah, usually they're on the losing team when that happens.
So. I kind of like having Red Zone for that exact reason, that we were able to see a game that we might not have even watched knowing that you are.
You looked at tickets to go up there because it's not that bad of a drive up to Vegas since they have that bypass now. And, I mean, like, Giddens were like $463.
That's stupid. They were really cheap for the Browns game. Not that we paid cheap prices because we bought them in advance. But, Daniel, did you make it to Santa Clara for the game yesterday on Sunday?
I did not, but we'll see what happens the rest of the season.
All right, all right. And when we talk next Monday, because that's the next time I'm going to... Oh, I'm not going to talk to you Monday. I'm not probably not going to talk to you Saturday either. So I will be back Wednesday night with a guest. And for now, that's going to do it for us here on Sports Overnight America. But stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.